This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is A New Covenant. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 31, verses 27 through 34. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that as I have watched over them to pluck up and break down, to overthrow, destroy, and bring harm, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord. In those days they shall no longer say, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own sin. Each man who eats sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
At Mount Sinai, God established a covenant with his people. He offered the law as a means of making life right and making Israel right with him. They accepted the terms. It will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment. Israel's life with God was a partnership. Their contribution was obedience. They failed, and the covenant fell apart. During the exile, God promised a new covenant. Its terms included these promises. First, I will put my law within them and I will write it on their hearts. Second, they shall all know me. Third, I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. This new covenant was trustworthy because while the Sinai covenant relied on imperfect people, the new covenant was solely the work of a perfect God. God made himself known by taking on flesh and dwelling with us. He forgave human wickedness at the cross of Jesus Christ. He also put his law in human minds and wrote it on human hearts by his Holy Spirit. What the old covenant failed to accomplish, God accomplished perfectly in the new. Believers are the beneficiaries of this new covenant, sealed in the blood of the Son and consummated through the Spirit. Our sins are forgiven and forgotten. With Christ as our righteousness, we are, once and for all, right with God.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.